says the Murray Park Volvemission Basin and Philip Park Volvemission Hay. The folks of this parak are different invalidations of animals from being bought as a carbon, and the folks of this Mishnah is an Esnan Zoyna. Esnan is that which the Torah forbids to be used as a carbon, and it refers to the wages which were given to a Zoyna, who is an immoral woman, who offers her relations with somebody who will pay her. And the Torah states that that which she is paid for performing this immoral act cannot be used as a carbon. Ezu Esnan, what is the case of an Esnan, which was listed in the previous Mishnah? Ha'omer la'zoyna, one who says to a woman who acts immorally in this way, Heilich tole zeh b'scharich, take this sheep as your wages. That sheep would be forbidden, and not only that, but afilu meyah, even if he ended up giving her 100 sheep, despite having originally agreed with her that he would only give her 1 sheep as her wages, kulon asurin, all 100 sheep would be forbidden, because since he ended up paying her 100 sheep, although he originally agreed to only give her 1 sheep, we understand that he decided to pay her 100 sheep as her wages. We don't look at 99 of them as just a gift, but no, he decided to pay her 100 sheep as her wages. So they are all considered to be part of that Esnan, which would be forbidden to be offered up on the Mizbeach as a korban. Now, the truth is, not any case where somebody pays a woman to have relations with her would that item, which is given to her as her wages, be considered an Esnan Zoyna. For example, if she is an unmarried woman, such that there is no explicit command in the Torah not to have relations with her, if she's an unmarried Jewish woman, then it's only if the woman is forbidden upon the person who is having relations with her, for example, she's closely related to him, or she's a non-Jewish woman, only then would this law of Esnan apply. V'cheino omer l'chaveiroi, similarly one who says to somebody else, Heiloch tole zeh, take this sheep, v'solon shivchoscha itzel avdi, and allow your female maidservant to lie and have relations with my Jewish slave. The law is that one, at least according to the Chachomim and the generally accepted opinion, that if somebody owns a Jewish slave, as long as his Jewish slave has a wife and children, part of his rights over that person, over that slave, is that he's allowed to make him have relations with a non-Jewish maidservant in order that the maidservant will give birth and he will end up having more slaves. However, as long as his male servant does not have children, a wife and children of his own, he is forbidden to have relations with a non-Jewish maidservant. And as such, the law of Esnan should apply in such a case, because that would be an example of forbidden relations. However, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Eino Esnan, the wages which are given to this woman or to the owner of the maidservant in this case would not be considered an Esnan. The truth is, Rebbe is of the minority opinion that even when the male slave does not have a wife and children of his own, it is still permitted for him to have relations with a maidservant, and that's included in the rights of the one who owns that slave. So since this is permitted relations, the laws of Esnan will not apply. On the other hand, the Chachomim hold the majority opinion that this would be forbidden, since the male slave does not have a wife and children of his own, and therefore the wages given for these relations would be considered an Esnan. And if it's an animal, it would not be able to be offered as a korban. Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah talks about the next example on the list of animals which cannot be offered up as korbanos, and that is a mechir kelev. The Torah states that that which is exchanged with a dog, if somebody sells his dog and buys a sheep in return for that dog, that sheep cannot be offered up as a korban. And the Mishnah says, Ezu mechir kelev, what is this case of a mechir kelev that the Torah talks about? The price, the cost of a dog. Ha'omer l'chaveiro, one who says to his friend, Heiloch tole zeh tachas kelev zeh, here is this sheep, take this sheep instead of this, in place of, as in return for this dog. In such a case, that sheep would not be able to be bought as a korban. Continues the Mishnah, v'chein shnei shutfin shecholku, similarly, two partners who split up their jointly owned possessions, they owned a group of animals together, and they decided to split their partnership and for them to take half of the animals each. And Echad Notal Asora, the Echad Notal Tisha. One of the partners took 10 sheep, and the other took 9 sheep, the Kelev, and a dog. Now, according to this opinion of the Mishnah, at least, we view the splitting of their jointly owned animals as a type of sale. So it's as if 10 sheep were swapped for 9 sheep and a dog. So in a case where the dog is worth exactly the same amount as one of the sheep which the other partner is receiving, then it's quite clear, and the way we view it is that that dog was sold, was exchanged for that sheep, and only that sheep specifically would be considered a mechir kelev and be invalid to be bought as a korban. However, the other 9 sheep would be permitted, because we look at the other 9 sheep as being exchanged for the 9 sheep which are together with the dog. However, in a case where, for example, the dog is worth more than any of those sheep, then we look at it as if that dog was exchanged for one of the sheep, and the remaining value of the dog was an exchange for the rest of the 9 other sheep. Let's say Reuven is the partner who is receiving 9 sheep and a dog, and Shimon is receiving 10 sheep. And let's say the dog which Reuven is receiving is worth 2 zuz, whereas all of the 10 sheep that Shimon is receiving are all worth 1 zuz each. We view it as if that dog is being exchanged for one of the sheep, and the remaining zuz, which the dog is worth more than that sheep, is an exchange for a part of all of the remaining 9 sheep of which Shimon is receiving. So essentially a 1/9 of a zuz of each of those 9 sheep is being exchanged for the dog. So in that case, all of those 9 sheep, and of course the 10th sheep, would be forbidden. So the Mishnah says, Shekeneged HaKelev, all of the sheep which are being received by the partner who is not receiving the dog, and therefore we view all of those sheep as being in exchange for the dog, Asurim, they are all forbidden. Whereas She'im HaKelev, the 9 sheep which are being received by Reuven, who is the one receiving the dog, those are certainly mutarim, those are certainly permitted to be offered up as karbonos, because they are not being swapped for a dog at all. Because Shimon is not receiving any dogs, so we don't view it as if the sheep which Reuven is receiving are in exchange for any dogs. Now, the Mishnah talks about a case of Esnan Kelev. If somebody gives a wage of a sheep to a owner of a dog, in order that he be able to have relations with that dog. Or, Umechir Zayna, if somebody buys a Zayna, a woman who offers her relations in return for money, he buys that woman as a maidservant. That which he pays in order to buy that woman, Hari Elu Torin, those would be permitted to be offered up as a korban, if it was an animal fit to be bought as a korban. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, regarding an Esan Zayna and Mechir Kelev, which are stated together in the Pasuk, that's why I might have thought that these cases would also be forbidden. However, the Torah specifies that Shnehem, both of them are forbidden. Both of them are considered to be an abomination towards Hashem, and they are both forbidden. So saying both of them is essentially saying two. It's saying there are 2 cases which are forbidden, and therefore we do not include these additional cases. Shenemar Shnaim, it says two, or Shnehem, and therefore V'lar Ba'ah, there are not 4 cases forbidden, only 2 cases which are forbidden. Now the word Shnehem is split into 2 words essentially, Shnayim, 2, and Hain, or Haim, them. And therefore we can use that word to exclude other cases as well. The fact that the Torah said Shnayim, 2, comes to exclude other cases. And this part of the word that is saying Haim, that they are forbidden, also comes to exclude other cases. And therefore, Valdei Sehen, the child of a sheep which was exchanged for the wages, which was exchanged for a dog or was given as the wages for an immoral woman, the child of an Esnan or a Mechir Kalev are mutar, and they are permitted to be brought as a korban. Shneim, as the Pasuk says, Hein, them, that's part of the word Shneim, and that excludes Valdei Valdei Sehen, not their children, they would not be included in the prohibition of bringing a Esnan or Mechir Kalev as a korban. Mishnah Dalad. This Mishnah continues to discuss laws of an Esnan Zayna and a Mechir Kelev. Nosan Lokasothim, if somebody gives money to a woman in return for having relations with her, Hari Elu Mutarin, that money is permitted to be used to buy a korban. That's indirect. The actual wages were not the korban itself, and therefore the money can be used to buy a korban. However, Yenos, Shmonim, Usalosos, if somebody gave wine, oil, or flour to the woman as her wages, or he swapped it with a dog, and any other examples of things which can be offered up on the Mizbeach themselves, even if it's not an animal that's going to be an actual korban, things like wine and flour which can be offered up on the Mizbeach, they would be included in this prohibition of an Esnan Zayna or a Mechir Kelev, and they would not be able to be offered up on the Mizbeach. Also, it's forbidden to offer these up on the Mizbeach. What happens if somebody gives a woman in return for relations, Nosan Lom Ukdoshin, he gave her an animal which was already designated as a korban? Now, the truth is, in this case, certainly Esna won't apply to it, because there is a rule that Ein Adam Oyser Dolish Ein Shaloi. A person does not have the power to prohibit a item which doesn't belong to him. And since, as soon as he designates the animal as a korban, it essentially belongs to the Beis HaMikdosh, and he's not considered to be the real owner of that animal anymore, by giving it as the wages for relations will not prohibit the animal. It's not his animal for him to have the power to prohibit it. However, this Mishnah is talking about a case of a Korban Pesach, and at least according to the opinion of our Mishnah, even once one has designated an animal to be his Korban Pesach, he does remain the owner over that animal somewhat. For example, he's able to sell portions of that animal to others who need to have a Korban Pesach to bring. And it's about that animal, which is designated as a Korban Pesach, according to the opinion of this Mishnah, that one does retain somewhat of an ownership over that animal, even once it's been designated as a Korban Pesach. So in that case, if somebody gave that animal to the woman as the wages for her relations, I might have thought that the law of Esnan would apply, because it is considered to be his item. But the Mishnah says, no, Ha'elim Mutorin, that item would be permitted, that sheep would be permitted to be bought as a Korban Pesach. And this is learnt from Pesukim. The pasuk implies that which is given to a woman for relations cannot be designated in a vow towards the Beis HaMikdash, or towards being bought as a korban, which implies that if it was already designated as a korban, then it's okay. All right, next part of the Mishnah, Oifos, a bird which was given to a woman in return for relations, or it was exchanged with a dog, as long as it's a bird which can be offered up as a korban, Har Elu Asurin, this would be forbidden like a regular animal which is given as a Mechir Kelev or an Esnan Zayna that the Torah says is invalid to be bought as a korban. Now, this law seems pretty obvious. It's an animal which is fit to be bought as a korban, which was given in exchange for a dog or in exchange for a woman's relations. Why would I have thought that it wouldn't apply? The Mishnah explains, Shehoyah Badin, it could have been argued the following argument of a Kal V'Chomer, an all the more so argument. Ma im hamukdashim shamum peisel bohem. If regarding a regular korban, all other types of animals which are korbanos, the law is that if it develops a blemish, that korban is invalid. So we see that it's easy for regular animals to become invalid from being bought as a korban, and yet we just learned that Ein Esnan and Mechir Chal Aleihem, the law of Esnan and Mechir Kelev do not apply to animals which have already been designated as a korban. So Oifos, birds, She'ein Anu Posel Bohem, which do not become invalid from being bought as a korban just by developing a blemish. So we see that it's harder for a bird to become invalidated as a korban. So Ein Abadin is not all the more so, Shlo Yehi Esnan Mechir Chal Aleihem, that it should not become invalidated from being bought as a korban as a result of being exchanged with a dog or being given as the wages for relations of an immoral woman. So the Mishnah says, Talmud Loimar, we learn not like that from the Pasuk that says, L'chol Neder, that an Esnan or a Mechir Kelev cannot be used for any vow for it to be a korban. And the fact that the Torah added the word lekol for any type of vow, that's coming to include an additional case. And that is lehovi asa'oif, to include the case of a bird. But the law of Esnan and Mechir Kelev do apply to birds as well as regular animals. We're talking about a bird which is not a korban yet. It hasn't been designated as a korban. If somebody gives that to the woman or to the owner of the dog, then it cannot be used as a korban, just like a regular animal which is given to them cannot be used as a korban.
Mishnah Hey, the concept of Zevo Zegoyrem is where there are two different reasons for a certain outcome. One of those reasons or causes comes from a permitted source, whereas the other reason or cause comes from a forbidden source. And when the outcome comes as a result of both the forbidden and permitted thing, there is an argument as to whether the outcome would be permitted or forbidden. The first opinion of the Mishnah understands that it is permitted, and therefore, kol asurim al gabi ha-mizbeach, any animal which is forbidden to be offered up as a korban on the mizbeach, Valdiseihen mutarin, their child, which is born from that animal, would be permitted to be offered up on the Mizbeach. Since only the mother was forbidden to be offered up on the Mizbeach, but the father of the animal, who was an equally necessary cause for the animal to be born, was permitted to be offered up on the Mizbeach. And therefore the resulting child is permitted to be offered up on the Mizbeach. It should be noted there are certain cases, for example, the case where the animal was served as an idol. If the mother animal was already pregnant at the time that it was served, so essentially the fetus inside of the mother was also served as part of the idol. So in cases like that, and there are a couple of other examples, we're only talking about a case where the animal became pregnant after it was already served. Alright, Vlad Trefa, the child of a Trefa, an animal which developed an internal wound, which invalidates it from being bought as a carbon. And there's a discussion in the Gemara whether it's actually possible for a Trefa to give birth. We're going to go with a simple explanation that it is indeed possible. And Rabbi Eliezer says, Lo yikav agav mizbeach, it cannot be offered up on the Mizbeach, because Rabbi Eliezer holds that Zevo ze goyrem osur. If there's a forbidden and a permitted cause of a particular outcome, then that outcome is forbidden. On the other hand, the Chachom say that it can be offered up as a korban, because they understand that there was a mutter, the outcome of those two causes is permitted. Rechaninu and Antignus says, Kasher sheyonkum natreifa, a kosher animal that feeds from a animal which has an internal wound, which invalidates it from a korban, and it has enough milk and enough food from its mother, which is a trefa, or even if it's not its mother, it's got enough food from this trefa to survive just from that. In such a case, Pesulmi al Gabam Mizbeach, it is also invalid from being offered up on the Mizbeach, just like the trefa. Right, and the perek ends off, Kol HaKodshim Shenasu Trefa, any korban which becomes a trefa, it develops this internal wound which invalidates it. Ein Poden Nason, it's forbidden to redeem that animal and to take its sanctity away and put it onto money and then use the money to buy a new korban. Although that's generally done with an animal which develops a wound, in this case it cannot be redeemed because a trefa, as well as being invalid to be bought as a korban, it also cannot be eaten by a person, by a Jew. So if you are redeeming it, then you're going to end up feeding this animal to the dogs, who are able to eat a trefa, obviously, and that is considered to be a dishonor towards the korban. It is forbidden to redeem a korban only in order to end up feeding that animal, that korban, to the dogs. Rather, the korban needs to be left to pasture until it dies, and then it would need to be buried.